We have Joyce who serves this morning, the last of 2023 until midnight. Linda.
Got a text from a friend of mine in North Carolina this morning. Her mother passed this morning. My sister has a nurse friend, and her husband passed two nights ago. And another friend passed December 16th.
Wow. Yeah.
Joanne, did you have something?
Yeah, I have concerns for Mark.
Okay.
We've been trying to get his right shoulder operated on. It's pretty much tore up. It's so bad. He had the left one operated on 5 years ago. They wanted to wait a couple years. COVID came. It's been put on hold. Well, now he has those stents put in his heart this last August 10th, and they put him on blood thinners. So they won't operate on his shoulder until he's off of blood thinners. And they won't take him off blood thinners until they know the stents are in place. So that was the very beginning of us even exploring the surgery up to February. Mm-hmm. He's in so much pain every day and all night. I don't think he's going to make it until then.
Okay.
So I'm asking for prayers that we're going to get a hold of Heart Doctor this week and see if we can get him off the blood thinners. Maybe they can do ultrasound and see if the stents are in place. I pray that we move forward with this because he just can't take the pain.
Yeah.
He won't let him have anything for pain because of all his aspirin. That thins the blood even more. So,
yeah.
Tylenol. He just can't do it.
Lord, hear our prayers for Mark.
Yes.
Anyone else? Patty?
Traveling Mercies, Virginia and Craig, they're doing one more time through his parents' house before it goes on the market.
Okay.
Going to Pennsylvania tomorrow.
My friend, Kathy Driver, she is going to be moving to North Carolina, and she's going to be selling her house, and they're going to be putting that on the market, and she's going to move up there with her family, all of her family's up there, and since her husband passed, I worked with him at the state attorney's office, Paul Driver, he passed last year, so she's made the decision to move to North Carolina, which is where she's from. So prayers for her and prayers for a safe New Year's and Driver Day.
Yeah. Anybody else? What's Bowerman in prayer?
Oh, one more. My uncle, he is 93 years old, and he fell down the steps, and he had to be life-flighted. His name's John Fox. He went in for surgery this morning at 8 o'clock, and it's supposed to be a 4-hour surgery, so I haven't heard anything back yet. But, at 93, he's having surgery, so I won't know anything until probably I get back home.
I got one more.
Yes.
I was afraid my mom and sister made it home last night.
I'm good.
I just have an address for Daniel Offer.
Yeah.
I just thought to send.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Let's do that. Any more?
Thank God Travis made it back safely.
Amen.
Yeah, it was. There's a body here, at least.
I'm glad he's home.